Fairbanks Area Golden Valley Electric Association is taking public comment on a proposed rate increase. GVEA filed results of a mandated rate study with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska last month. Golden Valley spokeswoman Diane Porter says the study shows a rate hike is warranted, giving rising maintenance and material costs. She says the increase would affect most customer categories.
Residential rates would increase by about 5.5%. Small commercial rates would increase by about 5%, and large commercial would increase by about 2%.
Porter says the study also indicates that large industrial customers have been paying about 5% too much, but she says the utility is not seeking any change in their rates.
But that we take that 4.7% and we spread it out primarily among the residential members.
Porter says the six large industrial customers, including Fort Knox Mine and Flint Hills Refinery, have agreed to the plan due to the tough economic conditions their employees are facing. Golden Valley is holding public meetings across its service area this week on the proposed rate change, which, if approved, would take effect in January 2010. Meanwhile, the sinking price of oil is lowering local customers' power bills. Fuel charges, which currently account for more than 50% of what residential customers pay for each kilowatt hour, dropped for the first time in recent years in September. And Porter says the fuel adjustment surcharge is expected to drop again.
As long as fuel prices continue to decline, the fuel adjustment will decrease as well on members' bills. There is, however, a lag. We file quarterly, so sometimes what people are seeing in the market right now, we can't adjust that quickly. So we're going to be about 3 or 4 months behind.
Porter says the next decrease in the fuel adjustment surcharge will affect customer bills in December. She says the charge takes into account a projection of what the fuel costs will be during the coming year, as well as any discrepancy between projection and reality over the prior 3 months. Porter says oil prices are far too volatile right now for the utility to consider hedging on fuel. The co-op saved millions earlier this decade with fuel futures purchased at the bottom of the market in 1998.